Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Of Mice and Men and Monsters. Who is the brains of your group? Who is the guts of your group? And who's the face?
Zero, we have to go back. We have to stop Fagin.
Maybe Rose?
I'm looking for people to work together to take down a monster. What do you know of Fagin's potion shop?
You're Fuchsia, girl. And you look like someone who is dead. This is crazy.
Well, it seems like the first thing we need to do is go and take out that motherfucker Fagin. All right, Penny, how do we get to Fagin's booty?
The three of you are back in Rose's tea shop, and you are once again gathered around that same corner table, and the kindly figure of Rose is setting down steaming cups in front of you, and she slides one different one in front of you in particular, Penny, and she pats you on the back.
This one may help with...
And she gestures, you know, from your face to your feet.
With this, maybe, if a healthy blend of lavender and honey and chamomile. So, what can the hurt? Try it out.
Penny just nods knowingly, thank you so much. And then just sits there, like, because it's too hot. She's just putting it out, but just kind of just thinking where she's just breathing in the, like, lovely scent of a chamomile honey lavender. So yeah, that's what Penny just sits there.
Is there any poison in this tea? Oh, did you withhold the poison in this one?
She simply just raises a furry eyebrow at you and smiles.
Could you help me forget the last 2 hours? That'd be great. And they look over at Penny and just wink.
Penny just rolls her eyes.
I use that sparingly, but maybe I have a feeling you young men might like this.
And she sets a plate down of these biscuits in front of you, and as you kind of waft it in, you smell jalapenos.
How did you know?
Old Rose knows many things.
And she settles down, and she just, like, her little old bones kind of creak. She gets into her spot. I don't know. I love the idea of an old little rabbit woman.
She sounds... I was first intimidated by her, but now I love her.
Do we know at this point, does she know that... I can't remember or not. Does she know that this is Zero, or was known as Zero last time she saw her? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, she knows who Penny / Zero is. But, you know, as somebody who's played the game before, she wisely kept her mouth shut until, you know, Penny decided to play her cards. So yeah, that's out in the open there. Okay, so as she finally settles in, she steeples her fingers in front of her face, says,
well, now that we are getting down to business, the plan this heist This must be a three-step job, as you would remember. Penny. That's the name that we're... Penny. You would remember this, Penny. Step one, case the joint. Step two, come back here with the new information that you have and gear up. Step three, you guys do what you guys do best.
Drink tea?
There will always be tea, dear.
Steal all the money.
Not just the money. Everything. You clear it out.
You want the toilet paper?
Of course I want the toilet paper. Do you know how much people are paying for that now?
I can only imagine.
Okay, well, so, all right, so you've laid out the steps of this plan. A very short, short plan. For it to work, we need to know what is their operation. We have an idea. So it sounds like materials are going to Monte Cristo prison. They're making weapons and armor. It comes back, and they're burying it in empty graves, and then that's how it's shipping to people? Bring us through how it works so that we know how to interrupt it?
I mean, it sounds like you just gave me more information on one end. I didn't know where stuff was coming from.
Oh, you didn't know that part?
No, so thank you, but...
Very smooth, Bertram.
Oh, well, I assumed she was in the know.
It's okay. Sounded like she We're all on everything. The same team right
She's
now.
She's trustworthy. It's fine.
But my contact on the inside is able to at least tell me they keep it in this grave until Fagin is told the time and the place to deliver. He is on a tighter and tighter leash as time goes on. So he needs to only move the goods when he's told.
Tighter
Somebody
leash.
Is above him outside the city.
Huh.
What can you tell us about, I mean, the compound that we're breaking into?
The potion shop?
That's right. The potion shop. They got good locks. Any kind of magical traps you know about?
Well, that sounds like it's step number one, Awen. Case the joint. Now, I'm not up with the street vernacular like Penelope, but
you
it sounds
that
like
one, right?
That's we have to look around and examine it for ourselves.
I myself have never been inside. Fagin and I, we are not on friendly terms, and although not directly adversaries and not attacking one another, he would never even let me within 60 feet of the sop. So this is the casing part. That the overall job is very dangerous, and rushing in with no plan is suicide. You guys need to head over there and have some kind of cover, maybe as customers, but you need to case the place. Find out how many rooms there are and what the security situation is. Look for threats, traps, clues.
Are you regretting that? You regretting that list?
I'm
yet?
Very much regretting this, right? I'm like, she speaks with her tongue
so
between her
regrets.
Teeth. And I'm like, why did I do this? I'm
you
sorry,
you should have realized
the
moment you were planning a potion shop.
I know, right? Stupid things to overlook. But anyways, I'm sorry, dear listeners. Bear with me. Back into character. Look for threats, traps, clues, and anything that can help.
What was the first word? What was the first word you said?
Threats.
Threats. Okay.
Threats.
So mean.
I honestly didn't hear what she said.
After you cave the place, come back here. We'll formulate the next part of the plan, but without knowing what's inside, I can't properly help you gear up. I can't do anything unless you tell me what you found.
You got it, Rose. We can handle this.
Would it be best to start in the graveyard and watch it transported to the potion shop? And seeing how the goods are transferred?
That sounds like a good idea.
But do you know when the next shipment is going
to
be?
And I don't know what...
Are there going to be any more shipments?
Is it always the LaRoche grave? Is it the one grave they use, or is it always change?
They might have others if there are many shipments, but that's the only grave I've heard them use because the LaRoche family has stopped going there. Nobody visits that grave.
Penny just looks at her tea nervously. Penny had been fading, and then she went a little pink again. We'll keep working on it.
She just starts sucking down the tea. Come on, yep, come on. Come on.
All right, so you said that you can't get, you couldn't even get within, you couldn't get close to the potion shop, so we'll have to find a way to get close to that. You have an inside person? Are you able to tell us who that is since we're all on the same team? All the information here laid out on the table would be wonderful.
We're not far enough into the heist for me to give them away. Just yet.
Is there a code word, a signal, so that way I know who that person is when I come across them?
There's a fly in the ointment, the lion will speak. Something like that.
A trigger word, yes, that's a perfect trigger phrase.
If you guys give me a trigger phrase, I can pass that on.
Mosquito jalapeno.
Or the next thing we think of.
Mosquito jalapeno.
I'm really surprised how well you got that out, actually, Rose. That was impressive.
I'm quite surprised at myself too.
Rose, you got a somewhere we can stay? You got like a hotel?
Upstairs where I live. You can join me.
You'll have
to sleep on the floor.
All right. Hmm? You have like newspaper clippings everywhere, or how does that work?
No, I'm not that kind of crazy.
I think kind of rabbit either.
Yeah. it's just
I don't judge, you know, people getting swifty, shitting on the floor. That's how it goes.
No, we don't do that stupid thing where you sit on the floor and then you magic it away like at some schools out there. But no, you can come in and stay over. Thank you. Take that, J.K. Rowling. Jab. But yes, you can stay the night here and tomorrow get to work. I cannot stress this enough to you guys. As far as heists go, casing the joint is the most important aspect. It can and will save your life if you do a thorough job.
Noted. All right. Enumerate.
Penelope, do you recall anyone from growing up, someone who specialized in this sort of thing? A friend of yours that you can trust that you knew was good at reconnaissance information?
Wait, Penny, didn't you grow up doing this? Can't you just tell us how to do it?
But it sounds like her specialty was different. It sounds like her specialty was changing her appearance. I mean, maybe you
were good
at
everything. More than a one-trick pony, Bertram. Dear God, I thought you would have learned that
master,
by now.
Master of none, then, eh? All right.
But
better than
none. How did
none?
You make one thing an insult and then another thing an insult on both sides
practice,
of the coin?
Practice, my dear.
All right. I mean, this is Penny's specialty. She's a rogue. She's a burglar. She's a thief. So that's, sneaking isn't the issue. That's something Penny can do. I can roll history and see if there's anyone who I could talk to. I just don't. No one should know I'm back in town. I feel like that goes badly. Yeah. So I kind of think, can I roll history and just see how much Penny knows about this potion shop?
Yeah. You can do that.
I got a 10.
You got a 10? Yeah, he definitely didn't have... I'll say it this way. He didn't have this full potion shop up and running yet, and this is definitely a new thing. You know, when you were there, you guys had most of your meetings in different safe houses and then also at the old dilapidated church at the center of town.
But as God intended, you know?
As God intended, yeah. And so this new business might have been something that he was secretively and furtively like growing towards the end of your term with him. So you've never been inside this shop either. But I will say, can you roll a general wisdom for me? Or no, general wisdom. Go ahead and roll that for me.
16.
Great. You do though, like know like little bits of information that can help here. Like you remember that Fagin is definitely someone who's adept at magic and not somebody that people in the group ever try to take on, you know, front-wise, like they never tried to take on just by themselves. He has a thing for jewels and anything glittery. And, you know, is just horribly mean, horribly just like, he's not liked and beloved by those under his leadership. He really is just, his great strengths are in, you know, intimidating those around them, conniving, and really he rules through fear and manipulation and not through respect and love. But you know that these are things about him that you can still use to help you in casing the joint.
Okay. Great.
So you can share that or whatever, but that is great. What you would know.
Yeah. So I turn to them and say, we know where this potion shop is, right? That's not hidden. I was not familiar with it. It was not a thing when I was around. But I have a few tricks up my sleeve. Fagin is easily distracted, particularly by money and jewels. Fagin, he's very good at magic, so we want to be really intentional about that and you guys be ready to use magic. And then people don't like him, and we can lean into that. Maybe take advantage. I really think it won't take much to get people to betray him. People here are really stretched thin. Once you end up in this part of town, you don't get out. You get stuck and you get lost. And so people are desperate, and Fagin doesn't have a lot of goodwill. So I think with these things, we sort of case the area, maybe find a few targets to help us out. I think we can do this. This shouldn't be too bad. We just have to be careful around him. He would not be happy to see me again.
And Penny, I do know too, he has a new special apprentice. I guess that's what he's calling this young boy. But he's named Twist, and he keeps this boy in his sights at all times. He's grooming him, Penny. And what's more, this boy, he's just like you.
Penny just grits her teeth and is like, okay. Well.
Like, he snores in his sleep, talks real mean people.
Stubborn.
Or like, likes mice.
Don't be such a bastard. You love Pip. Okay. Thank you, Rose. This is good to know. And Penny just sort of, I don't think she says more. She starts thinking, I don't think she has to say it out loud that, like, she's basically setting herself to, like, this isn't just going to be about casing the joint. It's about getting Twist out.
Friends, half-orcs, countrymen, lend me your pointy ears! Hey guys, it's me, Kate, your master teacher, and I'm here at the break to say I am so happy you're here. I'm so happy you're listening, and I know my three compatriots who are putting this on with me are happy you're here too. Every time that we are getting together and recording this, it's almost like a reality check, like, wow, we're doing this and people are actually listening to this crazy story we're putting together. And it means the world of us to see you guys listening, to see you guys commenting, to see you guys reaching out. So thank you so much for that. I cannot thank you enough. And if you haven't reached out to us, you can do so. You can email us. Our email is omamamshow@gmail.com. And you can also reach out on Twitter. Our handle is @omamamshow. And on there, you can just say, hey, I've been listening. You can also give us suggestions of, hey, have you thought of this? Or I noticed this content on there. Maybe you can change something. Or even give us suggestions for ideas of future stories to use and reference and give little Easter eggs in. As long as, of course, as the stories are in public domain. And so these stories can come from plays, from poetry, from essays, from short stories, from full novels. There are tons and tons of possibilities. And even though I am a book nerd and I teach English for a living, I am not aware of all that are in existence. So I totally appreciate it when you guys give suggestions like that. In fact, it is your suggestions that really have shaped how I am starting to plan ahead for future adventures. So I am listening and I want to know. Furthermore, I would like to invite you to leave us a review and a rating. You can do so most easily on iTunes, but you can also do so on several other platforms where you listen. But by doing so, by taking the less than a minute total to click on however many stars you choose and to write a few words, doesn't even have to be full sentences, as I tell my students sometimes, but just to get your thoughts out, it really helps us enter into more of a sphere of influence through the algorithm and to have more people aware that we exist and even show up on lists of suggestions so that people will listen and will join you as a listener and be walking on this journey together, this crazy journey we're all on. So I would greatly appreciate that. And every week I am choosing a different review to read on here and share. And so by leaving a review and a rating, you also might hear your own words featured on here. So that's another incentive. This week I'm reading one by a user of the name Creelface. Creelface. They say, fun and imaginative stories that dive into your favorite literary worlds while teaching you the rules of the game along the way. Oh, thank you so much, Creelface. Yes, we're trying to make it obvious how to play the game, but also bring in some awesome literary content. Ugh, makes my nerdy teacher's heart swell. So thank you so much. And with that said, I look forward to reading what you have to say on Twitter, via email, even as a review, and so that we can interact and make this more of a community instead of just a separation between creator and listener. Okay, with that said, that's enough of me. Let's jump back into this story with Oliver Twist. Okay, so yeah, if you remember, you went to the cemetery in the evening, right? And so like you were there like through the night. And so this is like, you know, it's the dawn is just breaking. So you're going to be sleeping kind of through the day,
which is perfect for crime.
Exactly. And so you're going to be casing the joint then in the evening hours. So, you know, you guys are going to get rest and you wake up just as the sun is kind of going down. You are screwing with all your circadian rhythms. And with that said, yeah, you guys are waking up and Rose is, you know, setting aside some scones and tea for you, little things to nosh on, some victuals, as it were.
Nosh.
And just you see that she's, you know, downstairs, you know, running the business, but she's left a note that says, and I'm not gonna say it in her voice. but the note says, remember, clear out every room in that place. Our goal is to leave nothing behind. If there's an attic, basement, portal to an alternate dimension, we clear it out. And then right below that, three doors down from King's Nose.
Penny just turns to Eowyn and Bertram and is like, have you ever moved a portal to an alternate dimension before? That's above my pay grade.
Yeah, it's... She says, clear it out, like we can carry everything in there. How? Oh, we're going to need some kind of escape plan, obviously, to carry all these things. We're going to need, like, a fleet of carriages. But I guess that'll be part of the plan before we do it.
I wonder if we get our hands on a bag of holding.
Hmm. Okay.
I wonder, I mean, it's a potion shop. Maybe there's one in there.
Great point. I mean, add it to the list of things we need to find here in Old Smoke, but that's a good idea.
How long is that list?
Better personality, sense of humor, bag of holding.
Who's that list for?
Well, I didn't say nothing, okay? I didn't... Just...
Bertram, right? It's for Bertram.
I just look away.
All right, can we... Let's... Penelope, take us onto the street. We need to become one with the slum of this town, and I need to feel it in my gears, and we can talk along the way, but maybe you can show us around here, and we can maybe plan a little bit on the way.
Penny just like looks at Bertram all weird. She's like, all right, dramatic. Yeah, I'll take you so you can become one with the town and your gears. And then she just walks out. So yeah, I think they should just start heading down. I do think before they leave, though, Penny will... I'm trying to remember exactly what I have. I have a disguise kit.
Yes, you do.
Oh, cool.
I think Penny is just going to use some cosmetics, basically, just to kind of change... It's not like heavy, just a little shading to change the look of her face a little bit. She's not too worried. No one expects to see Penelope. No one really recognizes. She looks really different. I'm not too worried, but Penny really quickly just touches up on some cosmetics to kind of alter the kind of shape of her face a little bit.
Contouring.
She's just contouring. It's your T. You go highlight on the T zone, and then she purses her lips and gets under the cheekbones for the bronzer. She looks like a Kardashian. Good. It's great.
Oh man.
Okay, great. So right. they hit the streets and let's hit the streets and head there and start giving it a look.
Okay.
All right, Penny. So what are we looking for? I mean, it seems like we got to get in and we got to get out and we got to do some stuff in between. Like, is there any tips, tricks, and FAQs you can give us on thieving?
I mean, a lot of it is just feeling it out as you go, but I think we just need to see how many people are guarding it. What's their system of guarding it? Who it is, how bribable are they? And are there any other ways in and out of the building that they're not watching? Like any windows, any chimneys, any grates, any laundry services? And then she laughs. She's like, ha, Fagin using a laundry service. Silly.
So I think what would help us, think back to when we were doing that race on that island with Robin and Marion. Remember that it was that relay race?
Oh yeah, when Eowyn got super drunk?
Exactly, that's the one.
Is that the plan? Are you guys going to get Eowyn super drunk tonight?
No.
Let's go.
Why am I talking to you? Like I'm in character still. So remember, we each played to our strengths. I was the face, Penelope was the brains, and Eowyn was the muscle / wild card. Who can guts. Go crazy guts. At any
yeah,
moment.
The guts.
Wild card, bitches!
So I think in this case, Penelope, you're going to need to take a back seat, at least on this stage, because they can't see your face. We don't, I mean, granted, you've changed a little bit, and you've done a little work on your face to change it a bit, but we don't want to risk anything. But they don't know who I am, they don't know who Eowyn is, but I can go in and try and talk to people. Keep a low profile. You know me. I'm very smooth. Don't make a big scene with anybody. It'll go over beautifully.
People don't even notice you, Bertram. They don't even notice you.
Everything you said about Fagin reminds me of living with the Featherfoot family. Also a very notable and distinguished family. Maybe he's even heard of them. He might be wearing a pair of Featherfoots right now, for all I know. And so I can go
heaven
in the
forbid.
Oh, I man. Have a lot of money that I could buy some things with, throw a little coin his way. That would probably, he might like that and get drunk on that. And I have excellent decorum, so I could go in there and get inside that way. I don't know how I will get into every single room. Eowyn, what do you think, how do you think you could play to your strengths while doing a reconnaissance mission?
I mean, we're doing a lot of talking. I guess we do need to do some planning, but I mean, we're just scoping the place out first, and then we're going to come up with how to heist them. So it seems like we need to figure out, like, who's guarding it? What kind of locks do they have? You know, I'm just kind of channeling my inner Penny here. You know, what do we, you know, get in there, start some conversation with the shopkeep, look inside and see what kind of exits they have, their bathrooms, what kind of rooms we can see.
But
why don't we just, you're right,
Eowyn, you're right. But even Rose said that she couldn't get within a few houses of the place without being spotted and seen and stopped. We can't have Penelope go up to the door and jiggle it to see if it's locked or not.
I can go in.
Exactly, but laying out who can go where and do what will help us in our reconnaissance. So you're right, we're not doing the job right now, but we have to be very smart about the way we even approach and get close to this place, because if we're spotted and asked questions and we start firing all magic off, the whole thing will be ruined.
Penny puts up her arms and says, all right. You're both right. We need to just go and check this thing out. It's going to answer a lot of the questions we're asking. That being said, Bertram is right. We should be smart. I can't just walk up. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get close and we're going to separate. I'm going to climb up the building and check it out from the roof and just sort of scope it out. One of you decide you're going to go in, because it's fronting it. Kate, it's fronting as a potion shop, right? Can someone walk in and try to buy a potion?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah.
So I say that confidently. It's funny, as a potion shop. One of you is now a potions connoisseur. You love potions. You want to buy all the potions. You want magic. Potions. I see Eowyn for this role, but Bertram, feel free to throw around your fanciness.
I mean, I make potions. Do y'all not remember that I make potions?
That's why I said I imagine Eowyn for this role. God, you're touchy today. Okay. So, you two decide within that. One of you... You both should go in. One of you is the potion buyer. The other one should be on the lookout and scanning. I'll let you guys decide that. I have a feeling it's going to be awkward. Have fun. So, and then we meet back on the outside at the end of it and we compare notes, okay? We meet at the dog statue, right? There's a dog statue. Isn't that what I said?
Rufus. Yep.
Great. So I was like super like stuck and I was just like, Greyfriars Bobby. Yeah. We'll meet back at Rufus. We'll talk, okay? Right. How does that sound?
What are you scouting from atop the roof?
I'm going to look at the entrances, the exits, the people coming and going, seeing who they have guarding, maybe look in some windows. I'm sneaky. It's fine.
Okay.
This is the plan.
Yeah, I think I would start walking up towards the potion shop, and maybe Eowyn, you come in with me?
Yeah.
Penny whispers to Eowyn, like, you be the potion buyer. Don't let him do it. I don't think he can.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, you guys, Eowyn, are about... obviously, I'm going to be the potion buyer. what are you saying?
Yeah, you round the corner and you see at the end of that part of the street, you know, a, kind of a gaudy sign that says potion shop there. And so you start to head in that direction. And on your right, you pass by what looks like a jewelry shop. And Penny, you recognize the shop. It's actually known for its excellent counterfeits there. And as you're passing by, you see a short, thin woman in impossibly tight clothing emerge and lock it up. And she turns around, immediately sees you three and gives all of you kind of a once-over, looking you up and down. And she immediately winks and blows a few kisses.
Oh, you three headed to the king's nose? How about you buy me a gin and water minus the gin? And if any of you would like, we could head upstairs and get to know one another's better.
She just wants water.
Ma'am, are you propositioning me?
That depends on what you mean by proposition. If you mean a good fun tumble, well, by all means, I haven't seen such a tall glass of water. I'm sorry, I haven't seen such a tall glass of something so good to drink.
What the fuck? And then I just look over at Bertram. He is pretty tall, isn't he?
Penny is just gone at this point. This was her exit.
Yeah, I'm clutching my things. I don't trust this person.
Can I make a perception check I'd just like to make a perception check.
A perception check? Sure.
What are you perceiving?
Yeah, what are you doing it towards?
Towards the woman. I'd like to see what I perceive about her.
Okay.
You tell me.
Well, if you're looking at like external, I'd say perception. If you're looking internal, I would do insight.
Okay. That is a 17.
On which?
On insight.
Insight? Yeah, you see kind of like a veneer of flirtation, and that seems genuine, very bold, but also this desperation. Thirsty in more than one way.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. I say, I'm good. I'm good right now. Maybe my friend Bertram here is interested.
Bertram ignores her proposition, but pulls out a gold coin and holds it in his hand as he looks at her and says, ma'am, I'll give this to you. I don't need to go upstairs and touch you, or you touch me, certainly, but I'll give this to you if you help me with a little information. I'm looking for my friend, and he said he was going to the potion shop. I'm new to town. Do you know much of where that place is and anything about it? Anything I should know about that place?
Anything I should know?
Oh, no.
Anything I should know?
Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there before? Have you ever been there yourself?
Me? No, I've never had any need to go in there. Are you sure you're meeting your friend at the potion shop?
Well, my friend Steven wouldn't just lie to me. Maybe you are.
I don't know any Steven, but if you gotta go there, you gotta go there.
Why do you sound so concerned?
Awen walks up to her and says, come with me, doll. We'll have a good time. And he walks towards the king's whistle. What is it called? The king's
nose.
The king's nose. Right.
Yeah.
Because he remembers that the potion shop is three doors down from the king's nose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so to nonchalantly find his way around, he's going to take this lady out and go that way to blend in.
Okay. All right, so you're kind of just like escorting her there. Just in response to, you know, you offering the coin, she actually ignores the coin because of the question you asked, Bertram. But yeah, she's walking along with you, Awen. Bertram and Penny, what are you doing? You just see now Awen kind of parting ways with you guys and walking with this woman.
I skedaddled mid, like, right. She looked at me and then she started hitting on them. And so I used that as my chance to kind of sneak away and take the alleyway / the shadows and basically try to get to a rooftop view of the potion shop.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think Bertram, if Awen, I would make it clear. I guess I would read that as an Awen is working an angle and I'm going to let Awen work an angle. And so I'm going to go to the potion shop myself then.
Okay. All right. So let's go with you first, Awen. Then, so yeah, what are you, how are you, are you going to go all the way? So as you know, you're walking,
are you going to go all the way?
Or
go all the way. We're going, we're taking this. Nope. Okay.
you thought of three jokes and none of them.
So many just, yeah. So I'm walking along with this lady and I, you know, well, my name's Bertram. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Earlier you said my friend Bertram would do it.
Wait, so there's two of Bertram. You?
This is why
Bertram?
He's not the face. This is why Awen's not the face.
This is why we're friends. This is why we're friends. We, you know, good names like to, we stick together. You know what I mean?
Oh,
what's your name? Nice to meet you.
You can call me Mrs. Sowerberry.
Mrs. Sowerberry, that's an interesting name. Is that a given name? Taken name?
It's a little give, a little take.
All right. What brings you to a town like this? I mean, you live here, you work here. I saw you coming out of that jewelry shop there.
Oh, yes, I work here. I was just closing up. I don't own that just yet. I have to make a little bit of extra money. But yeah, I've lived here my whole life. Well, a regular denizen, as they say. Don't think I'll ever leave. Don't think I ever can. But yes, I'm in the jewelry business.
As she says jewelry business, What can I, is there something, can I like check to see if I get the feeling that she's being kind of shady?
I mean, that would be insight. That would definitely be insight.
Okay. Trying to roll more. 9.
She is in the jewelry business.
Okay. as we walk along, we're going towards the king's...
King's Nose, yeah. So yeah, you're approaching the front doors of the...
Do I see the potion shop?
You see it just beyond. So yeah, okay. You haven't reached it. It's kind of like at the end, closer to the corner of this street.
As we come up to the tavern, I go inside and I give her some silver. I say, would you mind getting us two ciders? I'm gonna go and hit the head here.
Hit the head? I've never heard. What does that mean?
I'm gonna go drop a dooski. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you go poo-poo. I'll be over here getting us some ciders.
Thank you so much. And I walk past the bathroom and I just go right out and straight towards the potion shop.
Okay.
Oh, did you my give God. Her money for ciders? You gave her money for ciders, right?
Yes.
All right, you're a gentleman.
Hello again, Awen. Did you see that you didn't take that woman up on her offer?
I'm just trying to nonchalantly find the potion shop. That's all.
Well, I guess you did get rid of her. Now, Awen, now look, I know that you and Penelope were giving me a gentle ribbing, and it's all good and fun, but please, I honestly am not that skilled at many things, but decorum and persuasion and...
Sticking out like a sore thumb.
Deception. That's about all I can do. But I know that you are good at mechanical workings and machinery. So I think if I'm talking and about potions and trying to move around there and seeing that side of the store, all the while you could be looking at traps, other workings in the rooms of machinery that might be around that could be possible dangers for us when we break in. I think that's the best way that we can work this angle right now, going into the potion shop.
All right. Okay.
Awen, you know I see your face.
Bertram.
I saw
Bertram,
that smile.
I mean, look. If they ask you about Eye of Newt, don't look at me, okay? I'll go look for some traps, look for some little mechanical-y things, but I'm just going to, you know, I am the potion master of the community. That's all I'm going to say. But look, you're right. You're right. You're much better at decorum. I'm going to stick my foot in my mouth the 6 ways to Sunday if we go in there. And I'm not trying to do that. So why don't we just go in, you do your robot butler thing, and I will look around the perimeter for traps and
snoop. Exactly. If I become too suspicious, I'll play the part I have my entire life. And I'll play the humble servant, and I'll just shut my mouth if that's what it comes to. And I'll make fun of myself and demean myself if that's what it takes to keep a low profile.
All right. I don't know what that means, but I'm in.
So as you guys are going to be approaching this store, do you guys do anything to your appearance? How are you going to, are you going to enter together? What is your plan?
Yes. This feels like cheating so bad. I mean, now I'm like, I should alter self. I'm not going to do that because I didn't think of it. So, I walk in and I'm going to be perceptive and stealthy in my entrance, if that makes sense. I'm going to like be on the lookout for traps as I walk through the threshold.
Okay. And how about you, Bertram?
Yeah, I'll walk in. Oh, shoot. We didn't talk about whether we're going to pretend that we're together or separate. But I'll just walk in kind of behind him. Yeah, I'll kind of go in. I'll, as the door swings open and he goes in, I'll kind of just slink in too and look around trying to see where I would talk to a proprietor or someone who runs the shop.
Okay. So yes, you both make your way towards the end of the street where the gaudy sign of the potion shop is, and you see kind of an ornate front doors with windows lining both sides, and standing just outside of the front door, you see, to you, but not to him, a familiar face. You see a Minotaur who is standing casually enough, but in such a way that you would recognize as watchful. And so you see Brittles there. Let's see, Penny, from your vantage point on the roof, whichever roof you're on, I don't know which roof you would be on.
I imagine the way I see this, that this is like in that old Dickens type thing where they're like maybe three level buildings and they're rows of townhousey type stuff where the bottom floor is like a business, mm-hmm. and then above is like housing or whatever, which is probably mm-hmm. where also a lot of Fagin's illicit activities are going. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the roof. They're all pretty connected, but I'm on the roof of the potion shop, but also like kind of on the other roofs as well. I'm kind of going back and forth and sort of like looking. So I saw them. I was over and I could see them enter, but I can't see once they enter. I can't see what's happening. So I'm on the roof kind of looking for any entrances, trying to see, climbing down up and down some fire escapes, maybe nearby, trying to be able to look into windows and kind of get a glance at who is there, looking into the back of the building to see how people, if there's a back entrance. So I can roll perception. I just didn't know if we want to leave the guys for me or if you want to finish them. Well,
I would think too, from where you are perched, you can see them walking in.
I saw them go in,
watching over this and looking specifically at Brittles. I want you to roll a perception check for me. In fact, all three of you, could you roll a perception check for me?
I'm so sorry.
Yes. It's a 20, unnatural.
8.
A 1. An unnatural 1. It was a 2, but minus 1 for perception.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, I'm not going to have anything bad happen to you for that. He trips you and then he laughs at you. No. Yeah. Awen, as you are passing over the threshold, you glance over in Brittle's direction and you notice something new on his belt that you hadn't noticed before, and that is a key ring and a bunch of keys there.
Okay, awesome.
But the other two, yeah, you guys did not notice this. This is just info that Awen would have. So the two of you, yes, you cross over the threshold and zooming back up towards Penny, you know, you see below you, behind this, just below you, that dilapidated church at the center of Dickens, mm-hmm. And then where the buildings are dirtiest, and any vehicles, any horses, any carriages on the street, they're blackest with the dust of coal emitting from factories and the smoke of close-built, low-roofed houses. And here in front of you exists the filthiest and yet the cleanest, the shiniest and yet the dullest, this strangest, most extraordinary of many localities that are hidden in old smoke, wholly unknown even by name to a great mass of its inhabitants. Your two compatriots have finally entered Fagin's Potion Shop.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The influence of Freemasonry is undeniable, but who are these mysterious apron-wearing craftsmen, and what are they up to? For centuries, hater-ass conspiracy theorists have attempted to answer these questions.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, starring Zane Schacht as Randy Dunning, Lauren Grace Thompson as Gail Kruger, and Matthew Woodcock as Walter Clay.
I just want to go on the record right now and say that I Randy Dunning, and 100% anti-gravity.
Like, subscribe, and share your way to the truth when two flat earthers kidnap a Freemason.